Hello students, in this module we will discuss about the cell, the unit of life. Cell is the structure and function unit of the body. Okay, let me discuss cell theory given by Matthias Sladen and Theodor Schwann. The body of all living beings are made of cells and their products. The activities of an organism are sum total of activities of its cells. Genetic information is stored and expressed inside the cells. New cells arise from the pre-existing cells. So this is all about cell theory. And RBCs and virus, these are not following the cell theory, cell principle or cell doctrine. So cells are of two types, prokaryotes and eukaryotes. Prokaryotes means pro plus karyon plus eta, means group of organisms contain less advanced or primitive nucleus. Karyon means nucleus. Eta means group of animals. Pro means less advanced. So prokaryotic cells has one envelope system. Means only single membrane is present. And organized nucleus is absent. And prokaryotic cells contain single chromosome. And most of the cell organelles like ER, mitochondria, plastids, so all these things are absent. And transcription and translation, both the process occurs in cytoplasm. And they contain ribosomes of 70S type. But in case of eukaryotes, U plus karyon plus eta. So group of animals contain advanced nucleus. Here two envelope organization is there. Means a double membrane bound structures are present. So they have very advanced, or you can say organized, nucleus. And chromosomes are present, more than one, or you can say many chromosomes are present. And double membrane bound cell organelles are present. Transcription process occurs in nucleus, while translation process occurs in cytoplasm, and they contain 80S type ribosome. They are advanced type. Okay. Now come to the gram positive bacteria and gram negative bacteria. So gram staining process is given by Christian Gram. Okay. So we have a stain, crystal violet, and iodine, 0.5% iodine solution. So bacterial cell first stain with the crystal violet and then iodine solution, followed by washing with water and absolute alcohol. Then what will happen? Some bacterial cells stain remain blue colored after washing with the water and absolute alcohol. So they are known as gram positive bacteria, and others are gram negative bacteria. Let me discuss what is the difference between gram positive bacteria and gram negative bacteria. Gram positive bacteria, they remain blue colored with gram stain after washing with the absolute alcohol. Gram positive bacteria are more susceptible to antibiotics. Gram positive bacteria are less pathogenic. Gram negative bacteria, they do not retain stain when washed with the absolute alcohol. Gram negative bacteria are more resistant to antibiotics. Gram negative bacteria are more pathogenic. Now come to the plant cell and animal cells. So what are eukaryotic cells? So complex type organization is there. So plant cells are rigid, and they contain a cell wall. This cell wall is made of cellulose. So this is the outer boundary of the plant. This cell wall protects plants from the infection, any entry of the pathogen. Okay, so this provides a defense mechanism, and it's very hard. And plant cells are usually larger in size, and plant cell contain cell membrane and plastid. Plastids are present in case of plant cells. That's why they're able to do photosynthesis and produce food. So they are photoautotrophic. Okay, photosynthesis is the process of food formation occurs in the presence of sunlight. And a chlorophyll molecule produce food. And these plant cells has larger central vacuoles. And mitochondria present, but in less number. While in case of animal cells, cell wall is absent. They are usually smaller size. The outer boundary is cell membrane. And cell membrane is very, very important because this is the outer boundary. Okay, this is semi-permeable. And photosynthesis process not happen in the animal cells. Large central vacuoles are absent, small vacuoles are present here, and number of mitochondria more. Okay, now come to the eukaryotic cell components. So we will study these components in three headings: cell wall, cell membrane, and cytoplasm. So cell wall occurs in plants made of cellulose, and it has three parts: middle lamella, primary wall, and secondary wall. Cell membrane, this is the outer boundary present in animal cells, and cell membrane also present in plant. It is made of lipid and protein. Model given by Sanger and Nicholson, fluid mosaic model. Regarding the structure of cell membrane, it was the most acceptable model. So cell membrane contain many channels because this is semi-permeable membrane. Okay, so selective biomolecules will come inside the cell. Okay. Now come to the cytoplasm. Cytoplasm is a jelly-like substance, or you can say semi-fluid, or you can say this is the base for many cell organelles. And we will discuss cell organelles present in the eukaryotic cell. So first, nucleus. Nucleus is the central part, or you can say central authority to control the function of the entire cells. So nucleus has boundary. This is known as a nuclear membrane. Nuclear membrane divided into two parts, outer membrane and inner membrane. In between space is there, intermembrane space. And nucleoplasm is there. In nucleoplasm, we have nucleolus and chromatin network. Chromatin network means many chromosomes are present here. So these chromosomes contain hereditary information. So chromosome has two arms, P arm and Q arm. Both the arms held together with the point. This point is known as centromere. On the basis, the presence of centromere or the position of centromere, so chromosomes are further classified into metacentric, submetacentric, acrocentric and telocentric. Transcription, replication and transcription process occurs in nucleus in case of eukaryotic. Okay, second cell organelle is endoplasmic reticulum. Okay, it is the part of the endomembrane system. So endoplasmic reticulum, these are the flat cisternes. Okay, they are of two types: rough endoplasmic reticulum, smooth endoplasmic reticulum. Rough endoplasmic reticulum is responsible for formation of protein because they are attached with the ribosome. A smooth endoplasmic reticulum are without ribosome, so they synthesize lipid molecules. Golgi apparatus. Many flat cisternes are present. So anterior portion is known as cis and posterior portion is known as trans. So it is also part of the endomembrane systems. The function of Golgi apparatus is packaging of materials. And next, lysosome. Lysosome is very important cell organelle. It contains many enzymes, proteases, lipase, and nucleases to digest protein, fat, and nucleic acids. So this is very important cell organelle. Contain hydrolytic enzymes. Mitochondria. This is also known as powerhouse of the cell. It's a double membrane bound structure. Outer membrane and then inner membrane. Inner membrane increase the surface area by forming foldings, finger-like foldings. Here, respiratory enzymes are there, which are responsible for ATP generation. And this is also known as semi-autonomous cell organelle because it contains ribosome and its own DNA. So this DNA is known as chondrichosome. Now come to the chloroplast. Chloroplast occurs in plant. It's also double membrane bound structure. It contains stroma and thylakoids. Many thylakoids pile up and form granum. So granum are the site for light reaction and stroma are the site for dark reaction. Ribosome. In case of eukaryotic cell, 80S type ribosomes are present. S is the Swedberg constant. So these are the sites for protein synthesis. Cytoskeleton, network of filamentous proteinous structures in cytoplasm which provide support to the cell, which maintain shape and size of the cell. Centrosome and centrioles. Okay, these are the cell organs helpful in cell division. Okay, so this is all about the cell structure and function. Now question is, what is the cytology? Cytology means study of cell structure. And what is the cell biology? Cell biology means study of cell structure with function. So these are the difference between cytology and cell biology. Thank you, students.